Happy Mother's Day to you again. It is certainly an honor and a privilege to be able to stand before you today on Mother's Day. Pastor asked me earlier, had I ever preached on Mother's Day? And I told him, no, not in a Sunday worship, but I had an opportunity to do a pre-Mother's Day sermon. So I'm not going to be before you too long. I know that you have places you want to go and your children have planned things for you. And I'm going to try to do what God has given me to do and sit down and have my seat, okay? So let us look to the Lord. Our scripture today comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 16. We have one verse. And I'm going to read it in our hearing. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long, and it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Let us pray. God, I thank you for this wonderful, special opportunity, God, that you have given me on today. Lord, I take nothing for granted. Lord, I know that anyone could be standing here and it doesn't have to be me. But God, because of your ordaining plans that you have for each and every life, God, I thank you that today is my day. Lord, I bless your name and I give you praise. Fill me now, God, with your anointing that I might preach the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Lord, help me to say something that would be uplifting and encouraging to your people on this day we call Mother's Day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If I was to title our time together with the topic today, it would be Honor Your Mother. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Allow us all now as we have come together that we might worship him in spirit and in truth. Today is Mother's Day and the celebration of motherhood. This acknowledgement of mothers was first celebrated in antiquity. Today, the majority of countries celebrate Mother's Day and do so on the second Sunday of May, as we do. Mother's Day in America was first celebrated by a West Virginian woman group led by Anna Reeves Jarvis. After her passing, her daughter, Anna Jarvis, campaigned for the creation of the official Mother's Day in America in remembrance of mothers and the honor of peace. In 1908, Anna petitioned the superintendent of the church where her mother spent over 20 years teaching Sunday school. Her request was to honor to on May 10th of 1908 would be the first official Mother's Day celebration that would take place at Andrews Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia, and a church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This West Virginia church drew 407 people. And Anna Jarvis arranged for white carnations, her mother's favorite flower, to adorn the patrons. Two carnations were given to each mother in attendance. Today, white carnations are used to honor deceased mothers, and pink and red carnations are used to pay tribute to mothers who are still alive. On this day, it is common for mothers to be lavish with presents, receive special attention from her children, her husband, her family, her friends, and loved ones. As we continue to acknowledge Mother's Day, to honor and remember our mothers, we do so knowing that God has a special place in his teachings for mothers. Deuteronomy, that verse I read, says, "Honor your father and your mother. And the Lord your God has commanded you that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you." This commandment is the first commandment given with a promise. All of God's commandments were given to teach his people how to live a life that was pleasing to God. But this particular verse, which is repeated in Exodus 20:15, was a teaching that held conditions. God's promise was to those who obeyed and honored their father and that their mother, that they would have a long life. God promised he would keep them, protect them, provide for them in the land that he promised that they would possess. The blessings of the Lord for a long life, peace, and prosperity was connected to honor and respect of their parents. This commandment is also repeated in the New Testament Gospels of Matthew 15:4, Mark 7:10, and later in the Pauline epistles of Ephesians 6:2-3, which says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on this earth. Although this scripture verse began by saying, honor your father, today we are going to focus on mothers. This is an important teaching for women because in this time period, women were aligned with livestock and were regarded as property. But God honored motherhood and gave a commandment that mothers are to be honored. We see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah, carrying out this commandment at the cross. He demonstrated his honor and respect for his mother as he hung there dying for a world lost in sin. As his own mother, Mary, wept for her child, Jesus said to death, stop, I have something to do. I have to honor my mother. Jesus took time to make sure that his mother would be cared for and protected. He stopped dying for our sins long enough to make sure that his mother would not be left alone. Jesus had other brothers, but he wanted the one who he knew he could trust and depend on. John, the disciples, whom he loved, to accept the responsibility for his mother. You see, our Lord's mother, Mary, the one who birthed him, his physical body into a dying world, the one who nursed him, protected him, and endured suspicions, allegations because of his conception, the one who raised him, nurtured him, protected him until the time of his fulfillment came. Although he created her as part of the triune Godhead, the creation in turn became a safe place, his armor of flesh, his source of protection, his provider and encourager. You see, our Lord's mother, Mary, the one who taught him and blessed him with her devotion to him, the one who stood with him until death came and claimed him so that we might be free from the penalty of sin, the one who honored God, obeyed him so humanity would receive eternal life. You see, God honors mothers. He honored them then, and he honors them today. The scripture verse says very clearly, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live long, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Today, so often parents, most often mothers, are trying hard to be their friends, BFF. But they've forgotten that God never intended the relationship between parent and child to focus on friendship. Mothers are called to raise and teach their children. Children are called to learn and honor their mothers. The reason we know this is so, for in Proverbs 6, verse 20b says, and forsake not your mother's teachings. The part A of this verse says, keep your father's commandments, which means order and instructions. That part B says, forsake not your mother's teachings, which is something different. A mother's teaching is done in intimacy. Intimate in that it's ongoing, from conception to the time she dies. A godly mother never stops teaching her children, whether through instructions or through her presence in every stage of their life. Ask any mother of an adult child, and they'll tell you that it's so. After a father instructs, they tell us what is right and what is wrong, and then remove themselves to be head of the household, to be the warrior, the provider, the protector. Some mothers may say, I do that too. Yes, you may do that as well, but it was not your intended purpose. God did not intend us to be in those roles. Yes, he enabled us to do them because there was a need. But when God talks about parents, he always includes father and mother. Amen. If God didn't think father roles were needed, he would have made a way for Mary to just be a single mother. But he placed Joseph in the life of Mary. Mother role is to teach in nurturing ways that allow her child to make mistakes, get up and try it again. The mother role is to present the grace and forgiveness of God into a child's life from birth until she is no longer there. Every father who instructs had a mother. Do not forsake your mother's teachings. In the Jewish faith, a child is Jewish if his mother is Jewish. The bloodline is certain through the mother. The earliest teachings come through the mother's years before the child begins studying at the temple. Jesus, who was God and man at 30 years of age, was still being taught by his mother Mary. Mary continued to teach and encouraged him along the way. You see, it was his mother Mary who called him into his first miracle, turning water into wine. Jesus said to her, "It is not yet my time." But Mary just ignored Jesus and said, "Do tell the servants, do whatever he tells you to do." You see, the role of a mother in a child's life, whether biological, whether through adoption, whether through spiritual connection, is to teach and to nurture, as we as her children are called to honor and respect our mothers. Amen. I remember when I was preparing to begin my journey in seminary, my mother tragically died in a car accident. I was beside myself with grief. Grief for the loss of a mother who was a constant in my life after God. It didn't matter that I was 45 years old. My mother was a stabilizing force in my life. I took this great loss as a sign that God maybe I had made a mistake about this journey in ministry. You see, my mother was an encourager, the one who believed in me. The one who could take a negative situation and turn it into a positive one. The Lord had one plan for my mother, but he had another plan for me. Her physical presence in my life was over, but her teaching would last forever. The other special gift was that God stepped in and taught me how to lean and depend on him. You see, this was an awakening moment in life, and it comes to each of us at a different time. It was also God's plan that I would be here with you on today to share this wonderful Mother's Day, that I would have an opportunity to share with you the precepts and the promises of God when we obey him and honor our mothers. You see, according to the Hebrew, the word honor is defined as feeding parents, clothing parents, and helping them to come in and out. Looking a little further, I found the word called kavod in the Torah, which means to honor. At face value, it doesn't seem that a person being honored by making sure that they are fed and clothed. According to the Torah, these are acts of charity, usually reserved for homeless or poor people. How can this be an honor? The Hebrew word in the Torah for our scripture verse on today regarding parents is kavod, does not really mean honor, which is an English translation. In another Talmudic statement, this same word is used to say that human dignity is extremely important. Therefore, the meaning of the word kavod is dignity. The mitzvot, the precept, is to define one's father and mother, to dignify one's father and mother, to keep their dignity. This precept of honoring your father and mother was given to the Israelites as they began their journey towards the promised land, coming out of Egypt as slaves. The Lord's commandment made it clear that the blessings of the Lord are connected to the respect and the honor we give our parents. According to God's words, our blessings are directly tied to the way we honor, respect, and dignify our parents and our mother. Mothers are not to be thrown away as though they've lost their value when we feel we no longer need them. A mother like God can see the good in her child when no one else can. A mother like God will give what no one else will give and will forgive what no one else will forgive. I want you to hear that. A mother like God can see in her child what no one else can. A mother like God will give what no one else can, forgive what no one else will. If we were to take a trip through the scriptures, we will find mothers who stepped out on faith and trusted God for their children. Hagar, mother of Ishmael, prayed. In Genesis 21:16-19, Hagar prayed and wept for her son. She and Ishmael had been cast out of the camp. As we know the story between Abraham and Sarah, Ishmael was the firstborn of Abraham. But when Isaac came along, they were no longer needed. Sarah asked Abraham to send them out of the camp. He gave them some bread and a little water. And as they journeyed outside of the camp into the desert, the sun began to beam hot and heavy upon their heads. Hagar told Ishmael, go and lie over here, because she could not see her son. She did not want to witness the death of her son. But not only did she send him over there, she went over to the other side and she began to pray. And as she began to pray, she lifted up a prayer unto heaven and asked God to look upon her son. Just then the Lord sent an angel to tell Hagar, I have heard your prayer and I have seen your son Ishmael. That point he said to her, he shall be blessed. And from that point on, he directed her to a well where they would find water. You see, there was another mother called Hannah. The mother of the prophet Samuel was a dedicated mother. In 1 Samuel 1:11, Hannah promised the Lord in her prayer, if he gave me a son, I will give him to your Lord for your service. And then there was Jochebed, mother of Moses, who was a protector. In Exodus 2:3, Jochebed did what she had to do to save her child, even if it meant trusting her over to the oppressor to raise. And then there's a story of two women in 1 Kings 3:26 who battled for the ownership of one baby boy. When his life was threatened, the real mother made a decision in love. You see, King Solomon was the wisest king of all. These two mothers who were prostitutes who lived in the same house. They were both pregnant and about to give birth at the same time. As it turned out, one mother gave birth first, and her son was born, and then the other mother gave birth. During the night, somehow she rolled over on her bed, over on her baby, and he died. And she didn't acknowledge that the baby was dead. She just lifted him up and took him to the other mother and took the other mother's baby. When the mother whose baby was alive rose up and realized what had happened, she went to the king, and they were brought before King Solomon. King Solomon says, okay, who's the mother of this baby? One mother said, it's my baby. The other mother says, no, her baby died. This is my baby. King Solomon says, I tell you what I'll do. I'll cut the baby in half and give each one of her a part. But the real mother stood up and she said, I will not let you cut my baby in half. Give her the baby. You see, a mother will let go before she lets you be hurt. She had every right to claim her baby, but before she would let him be destroyed, she gave him to a woman whose own baby was no longer alive. Finally, the last mother story I want to share with you today is the Canaanite mother who triumphed for her daughter. We find that story in Matthew 15, 25 and 28. And the scripture verse reads as such. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she says, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from the master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request has been granted, and your daughter was healed from the very hour that you spoke. These are in great deed tributes to the greatness of the gift of motherhood, to you which ladies you have been called. So today we honor our mothers in memory and in the life of the and in life. And these are three points I just want to leave with you real quick, because I'm done. The first point I want to bring to our attention is to honor your mother. To honor your mother, you must have a relationship with her. Amen. You cannot honor somebody you don't know. And I don't mean know her for cooking your food and washing your clothes. I mean honor her for who she is. You can't honor somebody you don't spend any time with. You're too busy running, ripping, doing this and doing that. Mama, I don't have time today. But let me tell you from somebody who don't have a mother, you better honor her while she's here. Because the day will come when you will recognize that when your well has run dry and your water is gone, you wish your mama was there. You honor your mother when you're willing to make sacrifices for her. When you have a relationship with your mother, you have a connection. You have a relationship, we can acknowledge who she is and what she believes in. How many of you really know what your mother wanted to do with her life? Many of us, we were young. Our parents had us when they were young. Our mother was young. She didn't have time to think about a career or wonder, can I do this or can I do that? Many women had went on and did. Today, women go on and have their career, and then they have their children. But what about those mothers who had dreams of being nurses, who had dreams of being doctors, lawyers, and engineers? What about them? Have you ever stopped and asked your mother, Ma, what did you want to do if you had an opportunity? When we have a relationship, we can affirm her as an individual. Honor your mother with a relationship with no strings. The second point I bring to our attention today is to honor your mother, you must respect her. Amen. For someone today, somewhere in the world, that might be difficult due to circumstances. And I also know that those are here who wish they had done it better. I learned a long time ago that respect can take many forms. A mother who is respected is admired for who she is. She is respected and held in high esteem. A mother who is respected is valued and appreciated. Give her flowers while she can smell them. Don't wait until death take her to desire a relationship. Respect her before it's too late. Lastly, to honor your mother, we must recognize her. You might say, how is that important? Of course I recognize my mother. But what do you really mean? Aside from being your mother, who is she? Aside from sacrificing for your hopes and your dreams, what is her heart's desires? Aside from looking beyond your faults and your needs, what does she need today that only you can give her? You can honor her. There is nothing like a mother's love. She loves you enough to let you stumble and fall, hurt and fail, so that you can learn how to walk into your own life. She loved you enough to accept you for what you were and not for what she wanted you to be. Most of all, she loved you enough to say, even though you hate to say no, even when you hated her for it, because she was protecting you. So on today, the day we've come to call Mother's Day, we come to honor and give dignity to our mothers. Let us respect her for the love and sacrifices that she made. Let us recognize her as someone who has hopes and dreams too. Let us honor the relationship of mother and child. Irma Bombach from Forever Irma wrote some sayings about motherhood. She said, some mothers don't know when the job is finished. They figure the longer the kid hang around, the better parent they are. I see children as kites. I spend a lifetime trying to get them off of the ground. You run with them until you're both breathless. They crash, you add a little more lime. You patch and you comfort, adjust and you teach, and assure them that someday they will fly. Finally, they are airborne, but they need more string, and you keep letting it out. With every twist of the ball of twine, the kite become more distant. You know it won't be long before the beautiful creature will snap the lifeline that bind you together and soar free and alone. Only then you know you've done your job. Mothers really do emulate Christ and sacrifice it all. And for what they have done, for what they do, for what they have done, and for what they will do. Today we honor you, Mother, and remember some of your teachings. You see, Mother taught us about religion. You better pray that that's gonna come out of my carpet. She taught us about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into next week. Mother taught us about logic. Because I say so, that's why. Mothers taught us about foresight. Be sure you wear clean underwear in case you have an accident. Mothers taught us about irony. Keep crying and I'm going to give you something to cry for. Mothers taught us about the science of osmosis.
Shut your mouth and eat your food. Mothers taught us about stamina. You sit there until your vegetables are all gone. Mothers taught us about the weather. This room looked like a tornado hit it. Mothers taught us about the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I'll take you out. Mothers taught us about anticipation. Wait until I get home. Mothers, my final one is, mothers taught us about our roots. Shut that door behind you. Do you think you're living in a barn? Somewhere today, somebody needs to say, Mama, I love you. Mama, you've been good to me. Mama, you've raised me up. Mama, you made sure I had when you didn't have. Mama, you fed me when I was hungry. Mama, you took care of me when I was sick. Mama, you believed in me when nobody else did. I love you, Mama. I love you. And I honor you today. Let us stand.